home. Fucking incredible. But you know what? I'll be here tomorrow night. Fuck it. I don't give a shit. We are not gonna get swept. We are gonna go out fighting. I just know we are. We've been close every stupid fucking game. Just gotta dig deeper.
I agree. I'm with you, and that is the team spirit that we need to hear, that we need to see, that we all know and love. Shout out to all my Yankee fans out there. The lack of communication tells me a lot, and that's fine, because let me tell you something. Me personally, I didn't think we would go up 3-0. No, I didn't. I thought we would definitely take care of home, go fly over there back east, where it's a little bit more chillier, hoping to steal game 4 and then ride off into the sunset. We got hitters over there. Did I hold my breath game 2? Absolutely, because I thought Ohtani lost his shoulder. I did. But let me not skip ahead, though, because game 1, magical. Magical. That walk-off? Let me tell you, I was texting my wife and I said, "Yo, it's tied. We going to the bottom of the ninth." Excited. I said, "I hit you back afterwards." We didn't make it happen in the ninth. We going to extra innings. They go up 1. I did not notify my wife. Freddie Freeman gets up there. Mind you, he's been having a funky ankle. His ankle was bad since the Mets series, where we thought if we would have won 7 games with them, it was a possibility that we were going to force him back. But it turned out great. That was beautiful. That game 1 felt like a game 7. You know what I mean? Moving right along to game 2. Game 2 had to do a lot with a lot of pitching. You know what I mean? Especially when it came to the end of the game. Game 3, I'm not going to lie, we held them up. That was a pitching display that I haven't seen. Like, I haven't seen us perform like that under this type of pressure, that is. You know, I don't want to say that we because if you ask the average Yankee fan, they will say that their pitching is by far better than ours. And I will say, hey, you can still be right on that. It's just that we have better hitters. And my God, Aaron Judge. I'm not going to talk about his performance. I'm going to leave that up to the Yankee fans, because they're going to criticize both sides. They still hate us, but they're going to also criticize. They're going to be hard on their own. You know what I mean? I don't need to criticize the Yankees' play thus far. But I will say this, that they don't make niggas like that, like regular. Nobody gave birth to him. I'm sorry. No disrespect to his parents, but I don't think he was made naturally. This nigga came out of a farm somewhere in Oklahoma. 6'8", 278, that's bronze status. That's Bron, but he, for some reason, he built like a fucking robot. Because if he connects the right way, forget about it. Shout out to New Yorkers. Forget about it. But happy I am. This is a squad that's they playing through injuries too. You know what I mean? It's not like we playing through some injuries. You know, you could bet your bottom dollar. We win the World Series. Soon as that game is over, instant treatment. I mean, celebration, of course. But instant treatment. That ankle going to be put on ice. That shoulder going to be put on ice. We outside. Freaky Freddie Freeman, the savior. Mookie Betts out there hooping. I told you my personal favorite is always going to be Max Muncy. I like Chris Taylor, too, but only because of the last name. No, not just because of the last name, but shout out. We got some hitters, man. Kiki. Got a squad, man. I love it. I told you, postseason, that's when you're going to catch me. Regular season, man, I'm not about to watch 300 games a season. But this is going back to now. I can't front. I'm nervous playing against them because you can't make a mistake. They will capitalize, and the motherfuckers will steal some bases. I heard we about damn near got in trouble because we hollering at Juan Soto already. I like that. Be aggressive. Be disrespectful too. Hey, don't be. Look, understand this. I want to be as disrespectful as I can, but I'm gonna wait. I don't want to ruffle no feathers. We here. Because understand this, even by chance, this motherfucker come back, that means it's going to be one epic-ass Saturday. You know what I mean? But right now, it's a Tuesday. This is the day before. As far as I'm concerned, we probably celebrating right now. But we shall see, because game four is tonight, same time, 5:08. I wanted to name my episode that. I wanted to timestamp it, 5:08, because that's what time the game starts out here, out west. You know what I mean? So 5:08 p.m. PST. Yeah, I'm excited. 12 Cal, you're gonna have to holler at me, Jelly. I know you're out there. Y'all gonna have to holler at me. I know. Crazy thing about Yankee fans is like, I know of a lot. I don't know too many personally. You know what I'm saying? Like, you find out about Yankee fans like randomly, right? And to be honest, most of them are from New York. I know a couple of New Yorkers that are Yankee fans that's out here, you know? So, I mean, I can't dispute that, you know, like they are authentic, real Yankee fans. But then the reason why I bring that up, because we know we got a lot of bandwagoners. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to, and it's not just with baseball. I'm talking about with football, basketball, anything. They will hurry up and pick the most popular. Oh, I'm going to go to say Warriors fan. You know what I'm saying? Or I'm a Patriot, or I'm a Kansas City fan. That's how they get down. But I know very few, but I'm aware of more, you know. And don't know if their ties are really that strong, but it don't really matter. I don't really care. I actually embrace bandwagoners, you know what I mean? Because it's not like they're going to be able to hold up in a debate. We're going to catch you slipping. But at the same time, like, love who you love, like who you like at the end of the day. You know, ain't nobody mad at it. But we here. We 3-0. We are 3-0 going into the fourth game. I'm going to tell y'all right now, New York. That crowd is going to be, something. I'm going to be able to watch most of the game at home before I go into work. But yesterday, I watched most of the game in my car. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I watched it for 20 minutes, 20 to 30 minutes parked, 2 hours in traffic. And then the rest was at home. So, you know, I enjoy it. And no, I'm a safe driver. You know what I'm saying? While driving, I was keeping my eyes on the road. But, like, again, we're talking about L.A. traffic. So there was a lot of stop and go. And when I stopped, I looked. Very impressive, Dodgers. Very, very, very impressive. I'm proud of y'all. But you want to know what else is impressive? These goddamn Lakers. Now, we just recently lost to Phoenix. And this is our second time playing them. But we opened up the season playing extremely well. We're sitting at, 3-1 right now, if I'm not mistaken? Are we 3-1 or 2-1? Because I'm trying to remember the third team that we played. I know we just lost to Phoenix by, I think, 4. Oh, yeah. We beat Sacramento. So we beat Sacramento, Miami, and Phoenix. Those are three great Western teams. You know, now the other test is going to be OKC, Denver, and the Clippers. And I think picking up early W's on those particular teams, especially the teams that we just played, is a good sign. Again, I'm going to raise my hand and say, yeah, I'll take the credit for that, because I said I like JJ. And the reason why I like JJ is because he's a student of the game. And he has shown so far that the many mistakes that we made the past couple of years, rotation, controlling the tempo of the game, and forcing the offense to be a little bit more aggressive, as well as the defense. And I feel like the last game that we just played, which I give him that, you know what I'm saying? But he on their ass, though. He leaving sticky notes. You know what I'm saying? He writing on the chalkboard. He sending niggas text messages. He's watching game film at the gas station. This is all true. Baron Davis said it. You know what I'm saying? It was at the gas station or car wash, one or the other. We see them playing better defense. We rotating. We giving AD and Bron a breather. You know what I'm saying? We working on bringing over another big man. You know what I'm saying? And I like that because we already know. And AD has been, he's basically the Western Conference player of the month. If you want to give, I mean, not, I ain't going to say the month. We ain't really played a month of basketball yet. But you know what I'm talking about. Of the week. And why? Because he's dropping 30 pieces. And look, again, then Bron had a phenomenal game. A phenomenal game where he dropped 30. He dropped the triple-double. And it's like, we I ain't going to say we expect that at his age, but it's like, I'm not wild because of stuff like that. I'm wild when we actually win games. That's what I'm wild about. Because you can put up the stats all you want, but if they're not accumulating to W's, I don't want to hear it. We got lazy second time around against Phoenix, where I want to say that late in the third, early four, somewhere in the fourth. I want to say early in the fourth, where we started to let up a little. We started shooting some careless shots. You know what I mean? I don't want to point out to anybody, but Bron had one. You know, and it was like we had a couple of turnovers, and Phoenix was really playing because Phoenix played with an attitude. They do. They feel like with all the talent that they have on that roster, and since, you know, they didn't, you know, it was a letdown. I mean, it's a letdown having those three type of players on your team and not being able to at least make it to the Western Conference Final is a letdown of that standards of as far as the roster. And they coming out, and we had already beat them. You know what I mean? So they had to make a statement. But even then, that loss didn't feel like the loss that we had, like, you know, if this was last year. We put up a fight, we was in control of the fight, and we let it out. We messed up. But everything's still good. We still 3-1. So, man, I want to give a shout out to the Lakers. They are playing well. JJ and company, we like it. He looking like a young Pat Riley out there. He really is. And that's all I'd ask for. You know what I'm saying? What happens, happens. But the fact that he's able to go in there and coach the way he wants to coach, he's well-received, the players are responding to him, and they're playing at a high energy, all they got to do is understand that they can't make mistakes. They can't make too many mistakes, I should say that. And even then, the mistakes that you make, at least correct most of them. Some mistakes is just going to be, that's just basketball. Nobody's going to be perfect night in, night out. But the mistakes that we make, we can make up for. Work on our perimeter defense, because we were getting killed by that. And we're shooting more three balls, obviously, because we have a coach whose specialty was to shoot that rock. And I like it. And the one thing I like about having JJ as a coach is that his mindset is to put up points. So he's going to make sure that personnel is going to be fit for the offense that he wants to run. And I'm glad that Bron has given him the opportunity to let it. It seems like, and Bron, we don't have to worry about Bron in that huddle. And if we do, it's going to be more of a respect thing where they go back and forth. Hey, which out-of-bounds play we going to run versus, nah, nigga, you don't know what the fuck you doing. Hey, y'all do this. And we don't need that type of energy in the locker room, because now you have to understand the difference between listening to your coach and listening to a motherfucking Hall of Famer who might do a better job at coaching, but is technically your coworker, teammate, you know? So, yeah, you could just see that the energy is different. You can see that the way we run our offense and the way we're rotating on defense, the way we plan is a little bit more aggressive and efficient, too. So, yeah, I'm not going to say that we back. I'm just saying that it looks different. I don't think we can sustain a 30-point game night in, night out from AD nor Bron. And I don't want that, because that means they went above and beyond what they needed to do, because I need my other players to step up. We going to need Rui to continue to play like how he's playing. Austin Reeves, you know, we're going to need player. Those two right there, I'm singling out. D'Lo, they talking about moving him to the bench. We got Connect. I'm going to need him to come off that bench and be strong at shooting that thing and playing defense. You know what I mean? So we got some pieces. We got some, and we still got some injury pieces, but eventually, I think, I would say after 15 or 20 games, we should have a solid chemistry and a more impactful offense, a more consistent offense. Right now, it's just we rolling the ball out, seeing what it does, getting familiar and stuff like that, because it's a new coach, new offense. So at the end of the day, I like it. I just like where it's going right now. I'm not saying that. You know, I'm not jumping ahead right now. You feel me? With all this good news, I gotta share the bad news. You know, in the light of some good news, we got another statue revealed. Another deserving, like, you deserve the hell out of this statue. Why did it take that long? But we're not. You know who gets it right? The NFL. You know who gets it right? The MLB. You know? Well, no, I take that back. You know who gets it right? The fucking Hall of Fame in general. The Hall of Fame will get it right. But I'm going to say this. Go get the NFL. Go get NFL people to do y'all statues, because they seem to get it right. Because these basketball ones, and yes, we do know, if y'all don't know, a lot of these players, all of these players know, except for the ones that's not here anymore, they pretty much know what the statue is going to look ahead of time. Obviously, you can't say nothing, because if you do and cause a friction, that's going to put the organization into a funny situation where if we announce this, then we have to stick with it. If not, we got to push it back because you don't like the way your statue look. I thought the pose, the gesture of Dwayne Wade's statue was phenomenal. You know what I'm saying? I remember that. Or this my shit. This my house. You know what I'm saying? But the face. What is going on? You telling me all this AI technology, right? All this AI technology, and niggas can't sculpture a more accurate. Sorry, I'm looking for my charger. Damn computer about to die. You can't get a goddamn face accurate for a statue? What's that all about, NBA? I'm not going to even, because I'm looking at the Kobe statue and I'm like, now it's okay. But I also feel like it could have been done better. Oh, man. Nobody looked at that Dwayne Wade statue and said, and then Dwayne Wade did what he was supposed to do. At the same time, I look at Dwayne Wade's off-the-court career as more controversial now. Like, it's like he wants to be a part of the news cycle, or he wants to be looked at as a different guy than the guy that he was on the court because of his takes and things of that nature. You know what I mean? And I don't want to get into his personal life with him and his kids and stuff like that. It's not about that. It's about him just... He's been talking a lot more since he retired, and it's been, you know, it's been talk pieces, you know. So, but at the same time, you can't really say if he was just doing it just to be doing this, because you have to do this. You have to step in front of the criticism and say, no, I like how my statue look. It doesn't have to look exactly like me. It's how they view me or some shit like that. Shut up. You know that goddamn statue is ugly. That statue looks bad, bro. It looks like... That statue looks damn bad, man. And you know what the bad part about it is? He knows it. You know what I'm saying? We got to do better, people. NBA. We got to do better, because Oh, man. I don't know, 12 Cal. I don't know. I do not know where we're going to go from here. I feel like we can get better at this. You know what I'm saying? I feel like we could just do better. We have to pay more respect to our soldiers, man, who contributed to the game. We just got to do better. We got to do better because no statue should look like. That's exactly who he looked like. But, I mean, it is what it is. Very deserving, though. You know what I'm saying? Top three shooting guard of all time. Shout out to Dwayne Wade. Now, let's get up out of here. Before I get up out of here, I wanted to say, 12 Cal, you need to hit me up, bro. You know what I'm saying? You'll be out here. It's the bet. Let's not forget about the bet, okay? We need to talk about the bet. 12 Cal, we got a bet, and we're going to get to that. I'm hungry. You know what it is. I love you, my brother. I know, I think he just came from his homecoming. Shout out to the merch that he was rocking. Shout out to South Carolina State. I know y'all was rocking. I know the band was out there. You feel me? Everybody looking good. Looking good out there. Shout out to my HBCUs. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's it, man. So let's get ready for game four. And go Dawyers, right?
Night, I am telling you now, and we haven't missed yet, I will tell you right now, if the Dodgers win tonight, they sweep the series.
Yeah.
The Yankees have to win, and they've got to come out and be aggressive and put runs on the board. And Walker Buehler likes it.
Oh, yeah.
Walker Buehler
oh,
wants
yeah,
the ball.
Oh, yeah, Buehler.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not. You know exactly where I'm standing. Here
I know. I'm standing right there.
You want me? Come get me. I love the Dodgers' chances tonight. I think that the game one loss was devastating to the Yankees. But then you've got another try at Dodger Stadium. And then you come out and you come up short like that.
Yeah.
You come up short again when you had the bases loaded and couldn't score. I thought that was a stake right through their heart. I think in both of those games, conversely, what it did to the Yankees, what does it do to the Dodgers?